You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in all over North America, all over the world, on the free Odyssey app, on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, on SiriusXM channel 158, and everybody tuning in on a smart speaker. Thank you very much. This is the beginning of the show. It's when I get started. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He is joining us live from New York City. And we're happy to be joined by you. So over the next 4 hours, I'm going to have fun. It's a Friday night. I have fun on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday. But I'm going to have 1% more fun here on a Friday. Unless you're a fan of the Pac-12, you're not going to have no fun. But we'll talk about that. Okay, if you want to talk to me, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I am at JR Sport Brief everywhere. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere, all over social media, and we got a busy night. I feel like every single minute, every single second, we got new teams that are just jumping conferences. It's like the Pac-12 doesn't exist. We're going to talk about that in a second. Anthony Davis got paid. The Los Angeles Lakers decided to give this man a contract extension. Is he going to be healthy enough to see it through? I don't know, but he's going to get all of that money. Speaking of money, there's an NFL player. He's going to be missing money. His name is Alvin Kamara. 3-game suspension. Punching a guy in the face in Las Vegas. What a way to end a party. Johnny Manziel details some of his, I don't want to say his terrible mental state, but he was in a bad mental state. We'll talk about that. The U.S. women's national team, they're going to try to advance in the World Cup. If they lose, they go home. We'll talk about it. We got a lot to get into. And this afternoon, I had a great time. How about this? We had volleyball here in Atlanta. And every time I looked up, a new college team left. Every time I looked up, the ball was in the air. I looked down, and a new college team left the Pac-12. And so we're going to talk about it all. Before we do anything, Shep, how are you, man? You doing good? You okay?
Doing well. Thanks for asking, JR. I'm ready for the weekend, man. How are you, sir?
I ain't got no complaints. Not yet, anyway. So I think I'm okay. Now, my apologies to fans of the, I gotta change the tone of voice right now, okay? I'm sorry to fans of the Pac-12. Because it's like cooked right now, okay? Earlier today, Oregon, Washington, they're gone. They're going to the Big Ten. Not too long after that, we learned this as well. Arizona planning to leave the Pac-12 to join the Big 12. Arizona State as well. And Utah. What the hell is this? What is the Pac-12 right now? Does it exist? I don't think so. I mean, it was only a few days ago that we heard so many stories about the television distribution and maybe a deal with Apple would save them. Apple ain't buying this crap. Apple is not touching this. And if we have to think about what took place, this is a big deal. All my football fans on the West Coast, this is painful. Traditions out the window. Rivalries have walked out the door. History is changing. History has changed. It is history. College football has been changed forever. It really has been. There ain't no Power Five. We said this earlier this week. There's no more Power Five. This is just a death knell to the Pac-12. There was big news earlier today. All my friends in the Pacific Northwest, KREM News, they talked about Washington and Oregon leaving the Pac-12. And what does this mean for Washington State? Now listen to the news talk about it.
Dicker also weighed in on the travel that the student athletes at these schools leaving will have to endure in the new conferences and said he thinks it will be tremendously difficult for them academically. WSU President Kirk Schultz and Athletic Director Pat Chun released a joint statement on today's news saying, "We are disappointed with the recent decisions by some of our Pac-12 peers. While we had hoped that our membership would remain together, this outcome was always a possibility, and we have been working diligently to determine with what is next for Washington State athletics." So, Mark, with the conference down to four teams, this may be the death of the Pac-12 conference. Will it survive by adding teams? We'll have to wait and see on that. But at this point, it seems more likely WSU joins a different conference, such as the Mountain West.
Oh, yes, yeah, it's done. It's cooked. I mean, we don't have to ask questions. It doesn't matter who they're able to bring in. Pac-12 is done, and you heard about the travel. That's the least of anybody's concerns. Nobody cares. Put the student-athletes on a plane and send them to the Midwest, and let's keep it moving. I mean, what? What? Oregon State? Washington? And as far away as you can possibly go, as far away as you could possibly go. We're going to have Washington and Oregon going out to Chicago. They're going to be flying out to Indiana. Let's keep in mind, you want to know another school in the damn Big Ten? Maryland. What are we doing here? Who cares? It's a land grab. Get what you can get and keep it moving. I always used to think about the Big Ten and go, oh, yeah, okay, Midwest. And then they went out east, and now they're snatching up schools in the West. This is crazy. Huskies head coach, Kalen DeBoer, he talked about everything going on with the Pac-12 right now.
Yeah, obviously it impacts, right? It impacts me. It impacts our program. There's a part where there's really nothing I can do at this point, so I stay in my lane. When it comes to, there's really not a lot of information that I'm even given at the coach level, head coach level. So, you're curious, obviously, just like all of you are. I'm asking here and there, but there's really not a lot of information other than just, being informed on what happens day to day, I just always kind of rest assured that UW, and I don't want to take, and you never take it for granted, but rest assured that we have a great place here at UW that people are going to want if things would ever fall through with the Pac-12.
Things have fallen through, guys. Sorry to fill you in, but yeah, things have fallen through. Pac-12 is cooked, and it's not just about going to the Big Ten. I mean, we can look at the Big 12. The Big 12 adding three teams. We know already Oklahoma and Texas, they're out of the Big 12. They're on their way out. Arizona State, Utah, they're going to be on their way into the Big 12. Are they going to play? They're going to go and play West Virginia? I mean, This is odd and weird to talk about. There is nothing normal about any of this. College football used to be regional. You can throw that idea out of the window. I used to sit on a Saturday and I used to go, okay, well, I'll watch some SEC. Then I'll go ahead and I'll watch some Big Ten. At the end of the night, if I can make it through the entire day, I put on the Pac-12. West Coast, they starting late on the East Coast. I sit down, I can watch football all day long. That's over. It's done. Everybody's chasing the buck. Everybody is chasing the money. It is every man, every school for itself. We had a caller earlier this week. He's like, oh, man, I'm going to miss the traditions, and this is what it's about. Yeah, for you? Yeah, for you. Traditions change. Like, think about this. Think about your family. You do things a certain way, and then we all know things change. Nothing stays the same. Ever. And so we could say the same damn thing about college athletics. It's a money grab. Am I getting $30 million per year when it comes down to my share of television rights, or am I getting 50 or 60? Who the hell is leaving $20 and $30 million on the table? Nobody. You leaving. Everything is always about eyeballs, folks. If you needed that reminder, for everybody who wanted to tell me years ago, oh, college athletes should be happy that they're getting a degree, and they should be happy they're getting an opportunity to better themselves. Over the past 2 and 3 years, how much more apparent can it be that this is all business? It's business for the schools and universities. It's businesses for the students, the student athletes. It's business for the distributors. I don't care if you're Apple TV, ESPN, or Fox. We can run around and talk about the goodness and the greatness of college athletics, and we could talk about the rivalries and the purity. We could think about the games that we went to. We could think about the parties that we went to. We can think about it all. It's changed. It ain't going back. Everybody is chasing the dollar. And the Pac-12, I don't care what teams they add to the Pac-12. Pac-12 is dead. Oregon, Washington going to the Big Ten. Arizona, Arizona State, and Utah going to the Big 12. You think about the teams in the Big 12 that are getting ready to exit the Big 12. Oklahoma and Texas going to the SEC. What Pac-12? Where are the 12 teams? Find them for me. Where they at? Big Ten is running everything. Coast to coast. USC, UCLA, that was the beginning of the end. So the writing was on the wall. If you like tradition, too bad. Because college football has been changed forever. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Philip. He's calling from Knoxville. Hey, Philip. Hey, welcome. You're the first call of the show. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. I love your show. Like talking about the whole college realignment, to me, I'm like, just the playoff situation, it seems like them expanding to 12 teams allowed for maybe some teams that are from the Pac-12, which most of the time isn't considered as strong as the SEC or maybe the Big Ten. It seems like that's like an automatic ticket for them to come play in the college football playoff, and then now they don't have that anymore. So to me, it just seems like more and more we're going to see, like you said, even a big conference like the Big 12, you see Texas, Oklahoma coming to play in the SEC. More and more teams are just going to keep gravitating towards these bigger leagues. And at some point, I wonder if it's just going to be one single league and, it's just going to be 50 teams playing in the same league. Because the thing is, to me, I don't even like them expanding it to 12 teams, because like we even saw in the 4-team playoff, you got a team like Georgia who, above and all, of course they beat Tennessee. I was upset when they beat Tennessee, but I knew they were a better team. Georgia was so good this year. They could have beaten the number 2 team, the number 3 team, maybe even by 10 points in the college football, final. So now, we're going to have a 12-team playoff of maybe all SEC teams. And, this is in the future, but all SEC teams. And number one is going to be so much better than number 10, it's not going to be enjoyable anymore. And like you said, with the rivalry,
if we think about that, I don't think it's any different. I mean, how many times and sure, the format is going to be different because instead of having four teams, we're going to move to 12. But come on, we just went through a college football playoff where it's just like, all right, who has a chance here? You know, so, I mean, even before we play a game, we know who the top teams are going to be. And this is not like, oh, my God, this is the pros where it's a 30-team league or a 32-team league. I mean, we got hundreds of schools here, man. So
right.
to think amongst all of that in Division One, that, hey, these are the top five schools, and this is probably who's going to win. I mean, where's the parity in that? But I do agree with you, man. We're going to continue to see consolidation. The only thing that will stop consolidation of the conferences is the splitting of the pie. You know, we just heard, you know, Florida State talk about how we are not getting our share because we are locked into a long-term deal with the ACC and ESPN. If a school feels that they can go get money and more money elsewhere, they're gonna keep rolling. I've also heard and read today that Florida State, to try to make up some of this money and to exit out of the deal and basically buy themselves out of the ACC, it looks like they're going the financial route. Like they're talking to bankers who would hopefully invest
right.
into a media company just so they can exit the ACC. It's wild, man. But yeah. If you asked me months ago, I thought that we were going to move into a college system, a conference system, where it's the Southeast, the Northeast, the Mountains, the West, the South, the Southwest, whatever the case might be. But you can throw that idea out the window, man. I don't know what the hell they'll call it, but in 20 years from now, it may just be East and West. It may be AFC, NFC, I have no idea, but we're moving in that direction.
Right. And just one more thing, and I'll get off. But you know, recently the SEC announced that they're getting rid of their division, so it's not going to be East and West anymore. And to me, it just seems wrong for college football, because when I think of college football, I think of rivalries, and I think of the third Saturday in October, and I think of the Tennessee-Florida game. And, of course, I'm partial to that. But to me, it's like, you know, like when I think about the big games on Tennessee's schedule, it's always Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. And now you're telling me that, you know, maybe I'll get those games sometimes and maybe I won't. So the more and more teams we're going to add to these big mega leagues, it seems like we're going to lose those kind of rivalry games. And sure, we'll have maybe big games, you know, like earlier on CBS Sports Radio, some guy was talking about how you know, Tennessee could play Florida State. And I know it's a big-name matchup, but I think for people in the local communities, it's not going to mean as much. It's going to be, oh, it's another big team. It's not it's not the yearly rivalry.
I said this, man. Traditions are done. It's done. It's finished. And I think it's something we'll have to get used to until we see new traditions, and God only knows how long that'll last. Thank you so much, Philip.
Thank you, GR.
Thank you for calling from Knoxville. Traditions come, traditions go. They do. Traditions come, they go. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls here as the Pac-12 just, it's having dirt thrown on it right now. Yeah, there's a bunch of dudes burying the Pac-12. There are a bunch of schools. There are other conferences burying the Pac-12. And college sports is changing forever. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to tell you about some changes as well in the NFL. Looks like Alvin Kamara will be missing some time. And the Colts, looks like they are adding some insurance in case Jonathan Taylor doesn't show up to work. It's just the beginning, folks. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I mean, there's so many damn teams moving around in college. Oh, man, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, they're going to the Big 12. We could think about Oregon and Washington going to the Big 10. Hey, Shep, they're not getting rid of the music, right? The music's not going anywhere, is it?
I don't think so, JR. I mean, I wanted to give you some familiarity with college football, considering everything else is going out by the wayside.
Yeah, listen to the remaining Pac-12 schools, okay? Tell me if this sounds like 12. California, Oregon State, Stanford, and Washington State.
I think you know the answer to that. Obviously, it's one third of 12.
That's four teams. What is this? I'm fine with change. I like change. I do. I really do. It doesn't matter what it is in life. I enjoy change. You know, switch things up. Maybe you move some furniture around. You put this here. You put this there. You move here, you move there. I like change. Switch things up. I like variety. Could be a bad thing, but I do. Now, having said that, I could care less where any of these teams play. I just want to see good football. I don't care if the players got to travel from Seattle to Miami to play a football game. I don't care. I don't. I'm not a traditionalist. Not at all. So I could care less. I can understand anyone who does. I know that there's going to continue to be more change. I'm okay with this. Hey, Shep, how do you feel with all of this movement? At the same time, I got to say, I didn't go to any of these schools, okay? I went to a city school in New York. We ain't had no football team, so I like football. But I'm not like, oh, I went to school for 4 years down the road from me with the Bulldogs. I like the Bulldogs, sure. Kind of by osmosis.
Sure.
So how do you feel about this?
So JR, to me, the only focus I have on college football is whether or not Caleb Williams is going to be the greatest college football quarterback we've ever seen. That, to me, has got to be the story. In terms of conference realignment, to your point, and you have been saying this all week, I can't keep track anymore. I would not be able to tell you for the life of me which team represents which conference. Obviously, we have the granddaddy of them all. That tradition is completely out. It's out of order. And I don't recognize college football the way we were accustomed to growing up. And so to me, it's not the same. But yet at the same time, thank God for Caleb Williams, because this guy has a chance to be the greatest we've ever seen.
That don't have anything to do with the conference realignment.
To that point, JR, like It doesn't feel the same anymore. College football does not feel the same. Because, and by the way, we haven't even gotten into how easy it is to now transfer. So that tradition, in terms of rooting for guys that you know are going to be locked in for at least 3 years, that's no longer on the table. So the whole sport has completely flipped upside down, and it's not fun for the fans. It's not fun for us to talk about. Honestly, I mean, and when Nick Saban retires, is there going to be any great coach left? Seriously.
Well, I can see coaches kind of no different than what we saw in basketball, is that when the transfer portal switched up and the players were able to make money, a lot of the legendary coaches in college basketball decided to bail. And here's the thing. We haven't even really moved into – the changes haven't occurred yet. You know, we got to wait until next year for, let's say, you know, Oklahoma and Texas to be in the SEC. You know, this is nuts. We just said that there are four teams now left in the Pac-12. And then if you look at the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the SEC, they got 16 teams now. And so how long does it take? Is it the end of another contract? Are we looking at another, you know, 5, 6, 7 years of a television deal before we see even more of these conferences kind of coming together and joining? I think it's inevitable. It's just a matter of time.
I mean, JR, remember when the Big East tournament, and you when you were here, remember that used to matter in college basketball?
Oh, yeah, everybody in the Northeast and up and down the East, yeah, we used to play ball, but now the Big East is everywhere. It doesn't exist anymore.
Exactly. Tradition in college sports has ceased to exist in the last 5 years.
Well, you know, this is, it's quite ironic. because forever, there was this veil, there was this big curtain surrounding college athletics that it was all good, right? Like, these are local rivalries, and you know, you can play here and you could be here and it feels so good. And it's before you get to the pros. And I've always found it to be fraudulent. And now we are finally seeing it. I mean, when you have commissioners and you have presidents of schools openly discussing the finances for the school, when you have athletes who are bouncing around in transfer portals, this is what everybody's cards out on the table. There's no more hiding the fact that everything is and has always been a money grab, whether it's the NCAA and its relationship with the conferences, or whether it's the schools and its relationship with its student athletes. Man, everybody's just rushing and running to the money in every regard. And if finances were shared in a different way years ago, decades ago, I don't think we would have basically what is like a nuclear bomb drop on the entire structure of college athletics. Like, somebody please educate me up until now, like right now and into the future. What is the role and the purpose of the NCAA? Like, tell me, what is their role and what is their purpose going to be moving forward? Because it looks like the conferences are the ones that have all the power, have all the juice. And the NCAA has taken a hands-off approach now that they can't dip their money or dip their hands into the money pot. 855-212-4CBS. David is here from Dallas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I would like to start out by expressing my condolences for college football and really collegiate sports in general tonight. What just happened with the Pac-12? You basically got four dead bodies in those schools out there. There's going to be more of this as time goes by. If you're a Wake Forest or a Boston College or any kind of school like that, go ahead and get ready for it. It's coming eventually to your town. This is going to be the start of the future. Now, I know you said you don't care if a football team goes from Seattle to Miami because you want to see a good game. The problem is going to be is, what about the volleyball team? What about the rowing team? Okay, so they're going to be getting cut out. So a lot of people whose kids will get scholarships and go to school on that, the Olympic sports are going to be getting cut out. And that's going to be a huge impact. I know a lot of people don't care about them, but that part of, you know, a true athletic department, it's not going to be an athletic department. These are going to be franchises.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much already how they operate and exist. And with additional finances and additional money, why do you think the teams are going to be chopped down? Not because of travel. Why do you think so?
It's going to be, do we want to let, you know, the idea of little brother. Remember, this was the problem with Texas. Texas, originally, whenever they were talking about leaving the Big 12, and why Texas A&M left was because Texas was wanting.
You getting
was
gas?
Texas was wanting.
David, what, David, are you getting gas or are you picking up food?
I was picking up food.
Oh, man. Is it for you or are you delivering it to somebody?
I'm delivering.
Oh, what are you picking up? I'm hungry.
I was picking up some ice cream for somebody.
Ice cream? You're going to deliver ice cream to somebody?
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, man.
No, I'm not talking about what you have to do. How far do you have to deliver the ice cream? How far away is it?
It's about 3 miles.
3 miles for ice cream? Okay, what is that? 5 minutes in a car? You got to sit in traffic.
It's about 5 minutes in my car. I'm out here in the Metroplex.
So what are you going to do by the time it gets, and what is it, 100 degrees tonight? By the time the people get the ice cream, it's going to be milk.
Hey, they're the ones who ordered it, JR.
Oh, my God. What a bunch of lazy. But anyway, David, my question and point to you wasn't so much about the team switching conferences. It was about the elimination of additional sports at schools, okay? We know that basketball and football basically subsidize most athletic departments and their other sports. Why do you feel that tennis or, you know, rowing or whatever the case might be will disappear?
Because Florida State has just opened Pandora's box for the private equity firms to come in. I'm telling you, if people are going to come in, these are going to be franchises. Like yeah. the NFL, NBA, baseball, you're going to have private equity firms come in, yeah. and they're going to be looking to make it a profit.
Yeah, but that more so has to do, and you are 100% correct. I don't believe that at the onset. I think you would have a mutiny if that would be the case. And Florida State, I'm not going to say it's down the road for me, but I've been down to Florida State, and I know the people down there, and I've been to their facilities, and I've walked by the volleyball court and the baseball field. I've been through all of that. I'd find it very hard-pressed for them to get chopped down just because somebody wants to participate in their media rights, and I would think that it would become a part of that package. But that is certainly a conversation into the future, but I don't think some of these ancillary sports, if we want to call them that, are in danger into the future. Hey, David, man, go out there, get all your money, and tell those people who you deliver an ice cream to, tell them to go pick it up themselves next time, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. Ice cream is about the last thing that I'd have delivered, unless you were picking it up from the curb and bringing it to my house. I mean, certain things, do you want certain things delivered? Like, I like to go to the market and get my own fruits and vegetables. I don't want somebody bringing some crap into my house. And I'm like, what did you pick out? It's not. Look at this cucumber. It's rotten. Look at that apple. Apple is it got holes in it. I don't want this. Delivering ice cream? Come on now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. So I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. I mentioned Alvin Kamara. He might be delivering ice cream. He's going to have to find something to do at the beginning of the NFL season because he is not going to be with the Saints. I'll fill you in on Alvin Kamara. I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about Anthony Davis. We got more NFL teams. Well, excuse me, their college teams being treated like NFL teams. Shep, by the time I come back from break, are we going to have another school move?
I don't know. Pete McCarthy might have that in his news update. Who knows?
Yeah,
maybe.
So, another school will move. It's just another one every second.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, every time I get into an Uber, I always turn the Uber drivers onto your show. We talk about sports. Tell them how awesome you are.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, I love this. This is the message. I love this. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stairs. You know, they just don't care. Can't take the smell. Can't take the noise. Got no money to my bad. I guess I got no choice. Okay, that's enough. We'd have Melly Mel on the show, but he cursed up a storm. Shout outs to Melly Mel. Look, this is not cursing up a storm. This guy beat the living hell out of somebody. Alvin Kamara suspended 3 games. The NFL said, nah, man, you got to serve your time, man. Doesn't matter how much you got off legally. He pled no contest to beating a man. Had to write a little bit of a check. Not going to prison, not going to jail. But he's being punished by the NFL and Roger Goodell for violating the personal conduct policy. If you need a reminder, if you need a refresher as to what took place with Alvin Kamara, he was at the Pro Bowl last year. Because he is a Pro Bowl caliber player. He's the second highest paid running back per year in the NFL, making $14 million behind McCaffrey's $16. Alvin Kamara, the night before the Pro Bowl, put hands on an individual at a club. I've been to the club. It's Dreas. You go upstairs to the roof. That's where the party is, and you got to go downstairs. Got to get on an elevator to get up there. And so on the way out, he had a disagreement with somebody from not a part of his party, tried to get on the elevator. I guess he tried to get on. They tried to push him off, and then they ended up beating him up, okay? That's the short of it. There's video of it, so I don't even need to say allegedly. And so Alvin Kamara met with Commissioner Roger Goodell on Wednesday, and he got a 3-game suspension. That's what it is. To start off the season, the Saints will take on the Titans, Packers. They also got Carolina Panthers in there as well. Hey, he pled no contest to a misdemeanor. Settled, wrote that check. He can move on. But the Saints are going to be missing him for the first 3 games. Speaking of running backs, Kenyon Drake, who's on the Ravens last year. I mean, he's been on every team, I feel like, over the past several seasons. It's like he started off with the Cardinals, and now he's everywhere. The Colts picked him up. With this whole Jonathan Taylor situation, the uncertainty there, are they going to trade him? Are they going to move him? Who knows? They decided to bring in Kenyon Drake, I assume, as insurance. Here's some other positive news for all the Indianapolis Colts fans out there. Everything I hear, read, and see about Anthony Richardson is how fast he's picking up the offense. It would only be so nice if Jonathan Taylor was there for him just to kind of hand the ball off to. Let's see how he progresses and moves. 855-212-4CBS. James is here from L.A. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, James?
What's up, my man? Hey, you know, you and Shep do such a great job every day. You don't need to be told that, though. So I just want to say, for me, I'm looking at it from a different point of view. You know, I'd love to see a couple of big games every week. I know usually people like the guy was saying before, they look for the third weekend in September and all that stuff. But for me, I mean, I'd love to see USC Michigan, USC Ohio State every other week or every week or whatever. So it doesn't bother me that much. I'm more concerned about the smaller schools like the HBC that would get that money that they used to play. I think with this schedule now, they're going to kind of cut them out. So there is no more Appalachian State, Michigan upset. There is no more of these, you know, doing that because the stricter schedule is going to be so tough.
Yeah.
They don't have time to do that, man.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I was wondering about that. And what happened to Syracuse and Miami? I mean, they got tradition.
What playing in the ACC? Like, what tradition are you talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, Miami's got 5 titles under their belt. Syracuse, you know, I think they got 1, or they try to have one. Anyway, they had, you know, those are big schools. I think that eventually they're going to get swallowed up by one of these big conferences. They haven't yet.
Yeah, Jim Brown won that. Well,
Yeah, man.
Well, that we can go down a long line and a long list of every school, and you don't have to have a national championship, whether you got 1 or whether you got 3, to worry about tradition. That's all down the toilet, man. That's it. It's done.
It's gone. And how does this affect their the college basketball when they do their bids for the tournament, man?
Go ahead.
Now I was going to say, now that they're Florida State's going to the SEC and stuff, now they got to play, you know, they don't rule, they can't, like, get that bid from the ACC no more. Now, how many bids are you going to give the SEC? 5, 6? And then, you know, how does that work?
I would say expansion would help that, but recently it appears that has been shot down to continue to expand the tournament. But if this continues as to the scenario that you just said, I think they might have to, but I don't see it happening. Or what we might have, let's be real. We got a lot of teams that participate in the tournament that don't have no business being there. And so I think we'd have a widening, and we'd have more credence given as to what conference you play in as opposed to conference championships. I don't know. Maybe they throw that out the window, but that could also be some destruction. Hey, James,
but
thank you for calling from LA.
Isn't that the purpose of the Cinderella story? That's where everybody gets their, you know.
Yeah, well, you can be Cinderella and you could win in a conference that nobody cares about, or you could be a great team in a great conference and not even make it. Like, who would you rather see there?
Right. I see what you're saying, man.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe they get rid of the idea of, oh, you win this conference tournament, now you get an automatic bid. That may go away, but that's really getting into the weeds. But that could be a change, James. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
All right. No doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, there's so many ramifications that kind of drip down that you can't even think about. The thought of what does this mean for a Cinderella team and a conference that nobody cares about that wins their conference tournament and automatically gets to the big dance. Like, okay, fine. All right. So what? Maybe I'm a bad guy. I don't care. Let's pick a school out of the lucky conference, and so what? They make the tournament. I mean, if we got four or five great teams in one conference and they're balling out of control, put them in a tournament. Just because this school out of nowhere university, you know, ends up winning their conference, I mean, come on, let's maybe get rid of the automatic bids. But these are going to be some of the ramifications with all of these schools moving all over the damn country. Big Ten stretches across the country. Big 12 stretches across the country. They each have 16 schools in their conferences. In the Pac-12, they're down to 4. I feel bad. Oh, so bad. Commissioner's having a drink tonight, probably. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Somebody who's having a drink. He's having a celebratory drink. His name? Anthony Davis. I'll explain on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
Listen up, team. We've got a game to win, so here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.